Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. And back by popular demand, Anne Horan is in with us as well.
Lisa, the program manager, said she's like, great job, man. Anne's really good. I'm like, that's funny. Funny, Lisa, how we've been filling in for, 20 years. Nobody's ever sent me a text.
She loved Anne, though. I appreciate it. She loved Anne. So good feedback. So we're bringing Anne back, and we'll have her participate in the future as well. So we'll be a regular for
And any pronouns you want us to go by? Or
yes, regular.
Oh, yes, regular.
Regular girl.
Just common sense.
What is
common
a woman?
Regular girl. And defining a woman.
I don't know what they are, but I'm one.
Yes. So anyway, we got to start out with the we're going to talk about data centers today, by the way. Solar panels, data centers, the moratorium. What your thoughts are on that. But before I get to all that, of course, we'll take your calls. 803-0930. Star 930 is a free call in a cell. 1-800-616-9236 is the toll free line.
Lisa's backpedal now. She's texting me. Oh my God. I love you guys too. You know that.
No, we're just teasing.
Didn't actually know that, Lisa.
We know you love Dan.
Yeah,
that's good. That's bad. Now it's teasing. Anyway, you got to start though before we get into all that stuff.
How about the fire?
With the smog or whatever it's called. The Canadian fires?
Yeah.
I think it's Canadian.
What is garbage?
Literally, like an hour or two ago, I thought, geez, that's really weird. Like, that's a weird storm coming in.
Right.
And somebody's like, no, that's the fire. So I'm like, what's on fire? Canada.
Canada.
Again?
I thought we tinted the office windows like an orgy. Strange color for a tint, but
the Canadian wildfires are a yearly thing now. My guess is it probably has to do with some kind of liberal policy with the brush or something.
Well,
like
look,
that.
They'll blame it on climate change, right?
Yeah.
It's because the globe is warming. But yeah. Is the globe not warming in Florida? Because Florida's not having the same.
Know what they do there, Glenn? Which is really funny, is they have these controlled burns.
Oh, yeah. Like forest management.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then what they do, this is really even going to blow your mind more, is they actually plant a lot of trees.
No.
Yeah. No. Like when you do a development there, it's not let's ruin the forest and plant a stick.
Right.
It's usually it's funny. When a project goes up in Florida, specifically Jupiter, Florida, Palm Beach, where we spend a lot of time, like here, I'm like, oh, man, that's such a shame. They're going to knock out that forest. And there, it's like they take out a certain amount of trees and then plant double the amount of trees around it. Right. And the whole place looks beautiful. It's like, right. Well, you were able to develop.
Wait, so it's common sense?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's common sense.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem is
DeSantis versus Hochul.
The problem, the reality of it is that I hate to say this, but liberal Democrat policies, whether they're Canadian liberals, whether they're California liberals, whether they're New York liberals, they're bad policies.
Right.
And I got to be honest, and I talked about this on the podcast.
The Chicago liberals are coming back around.
They're, yeah.
Oh, no, wait.
No.
That's because nobody's left there.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about that.
But the reality of it is every single policy initiative or legislative agenda item is anti-American. Everything. The Democrats right now are talking about, well, there's a fracture in the party. There's the DSA, the Socialists of America, Democrats, Social America, which are essentially the communists, trying to take over the Democrat Party and
They're not even trying.
No.
They really are.
They have the party.
They
have the party at this point. And I can tell you how you know they have the party. One of their primary platforms is eliminating the Senate. They even have Democrats senators endorsing these candidates. Like, how stupid are you?
You're a lifetime politician. It's time for you want my job? Oh,
wait a minute. We'll endorse you. Okay. I mean, it's just anyway.
But you know it's that way now because if you look at all the videos of the ones that are still there, like Schumer,
yeah,
you can just listen to his. We've done this a million times, right? Listen to his videos in 1994. To his videos today.
Big difference.
Very, very different. 1994 was all about the working class, and we're going to support you. We're going to get you better wages and better working conditions, and you know, hey, all those jobs are going overseas. We're going to fight. You know, we should put tariffs on China to keep those jobs here. That all went away. That's all bye-bye.
Well, the reality of it is when you look at like forest management, I'm not going to get the whole show on forest management, but this is, I mean, come on, Canada, get your act together. This is, look, again, even liberal Michigan, which is really more progressive than it is liberal. I would say not progressive. I would say libertarian Michigan is. Michigan has, you know, Governor Whitmer. She's a leftist. That's because of Detroit. Obviously, we know they count the votes in Michigan too after the bell, right? Yeah. So they're cheating there too. But the people of Michigan are different, right? They would they demand a little bit better from even their Democrat politicians. So in Michigan, same thing. They do forest management. They cut down a big part of the forest. They replant the trees. They sell out the timber. I think Michigan's done actually, even though they're run by Governor Whitmer, I think Michigan's done a pretty good job. There's no raging fires across the state of Michigan right now.
Coming down.
There's no raging fires across Ohio right now. And so, yes, you could say, well, it's climate change. Well, climate change isn't specific to Canada, right? Climate change isn't specific to California. Climate change isn't specific to liberal states. You know what it is? Liberal policies are specific to those states. Like in California, for example, is another great example. Current legislation, they are making it impossible. They basically are passing legislation to eliminate goat herders. Now, I know this sounds crazy, but they use goats. There are legit organizations that use goats to clear the brush. It's a perfect natural thing. So instead of coming in with a bulldozer and clearing the brush, you can release a whole herd of goats. They have people that do this as a living. They bring the goats in. The goats will graze that area. They eliminate the underbrush, and that prevents forest fires. Or they can come back in then and do fire breaks and things like that. And none of those things now are happening in California. In fact, like I just said, they're passing legislation now to eliminate the goat herders as well, as if that is somehow some environmental risk. Like, are they trying to protect the goats? I mean, who are they by passing that rule?
They're trying to get rid of cows because they pass too much gas.
But who are they helping with that in California? Like, why would you, of all the things, right? Canada, right? You got some serious issues in Canada, right? Serious issues, right? Yeah. Like your housing market is completely broken.
Yeah.
Your healthcare system, don't even get me started, right? It's an absolute 15% of the
day-to-day living. 40% tax breaks.
Craziness.
Rates
right?
at like 50 grand, 60 grand.
People are leaving in droves the entire country and coming down to the United States, like Professor Sad and several other prominent people, right? You're losing the people, right? Why? Because the liberal policies are literally hurting people. I can't think of, and if you could name one, I'd love to hear it. I got into a Twitter argument with somebody who had about 3 brain cells, unfortunately. Why I do this, I don't even know. But I'm like, I just posted, like, can you name one current liberal policy that is in America's best interest? Open borders? Nope. Eliminate the police? Nope. Higher taxes? No. Everything the Democrats do is either anti-American or it's designed to make people...
Or just stupid. Yeah. I mean, but here, so I just looked this up a little bit.
It's nefarious is what it is.
The fires are also in Minnesota, liberal, Colorado, Utah, liberal, California, Canada. Right.
No Florida.
Nothing. No. Utah, we wouldn't smell that smoke, though. It'd be down there.
Utah is conservative, but the difference in Utah is that some of the mountains in Utah are just not possible, right? You just can't, like, the
terrain is too...
The terrain is just difficult to you know. And, of course, a lot of that now is probably a spillover from Colorado.
It's 99,000 acres near Rye, Colorado.
Yeah.
So,
right near in Utah.
Yeah.
What about Utah? What part of Utah is
Not a clearly broad.
Is it right next to Colorado? Because that'd be my guess.
I think the thing with wildfires is I don't want to say they're not so bad, but they're not so bad. It's part of forever history of the earth is that these wildfires come. What happens to trees, by the way, is they get hot and explode.
Yeah, the pine trees.
And seeds go everywhere and it reproduces more trees. The difference in the places that manage it the right way is they contain the fire, right? It's not burning the whole state down.
Right.
It's all right. And we talked about Florida. You can literally go to the state of Florida, drive across the state of Florida, Just do yourself and you'll see fires going.
Yeah.
And it's because they are cutting little spots to say, hey, look it. If a fire does start in A, we're not going to let it get to M. It's going to end at B.
Somehow, though, in Canada, the entire, much all of Ontario is on fire.
Right.
And sadly, it's impacting people's lives, including us in this country here.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Get your stuff together up there. Yeah. I mean, again, this isn't like, oh, my God, who could have thought we'd have wildfires this year after last year? And the year before.
I think
the year before that, like at some point you might say, hey, maybe let's just try something different.
I think you guys are missing it. This is an opportunity for a mask mandate. That's what we need.
Oh yes. Let's do that.
It's a face diaper reunion.
Oh, there you go. Bringing it back.
Yeah. No, there's still, there's some.
They're the manufacturers that want to like sell this. So they're the ones starting the fires.
I found.
Yeah. Brilliant.
I actually found one.
Like the arsonist who's a firefighter.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
More often for a data breach.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I actually found a face diaper the other day. Actually, Olivia and I were walking the dog's office here, and it was right out on the front.
No way.
Must have been somebody waiting for the bus walking by. It was one of the classic ones, you know, the old, like, you buy like 1,000 of them at a time,
like
face
blue
diaper.
And white.
Yeah. You
had 95 masks.
No.
Just the regular. Like the old fashioned surgical masks.
Yeah. The ones where you could still smell everything through.
Yeah.
Right. So something like, I don't know, like COVID would go right through it anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, the classic, you know, the classic face.
I saw something the other day. I was at
Chipotle. One of those cloth ones. I missed the cloth ones. Oh, yeah. What their boogers and everything.
Oh, yes.
They're like, this is way healthier.
I was sitting outside at Chipotle the other day, and there was a Uber driver that comes in to get them food for someone that does it. And he had the face diaper on as a chin strap.
Yeah, chin strap. Yeah.
Driving in the car by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Uber drivers, they leave it on your front porch.
Nothing.
He doesn't touch a person. And I gave him such a dirty look.
Nothing better than the classic chin strap.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
The classic chin strap is all about it. They all should be. I'm okay with it. Wear the chin strap, but you should all have to say, yes, I did vote for Biden.
Yeah, like, you don't even have to say it.
Because that's really what it is, right? That's what it is. It's a political message at that point. Right? Like, here's who I voted for and here's who I support. I have it strapped around my chin in support of that person. Right?
For safety's sake.
For safety's sake.
On another note, real quick, any arrests, by the way, on these shooters? I know we got the flag guy last week. So we got him now.
Oh, and the shooters from the weekend, the July
4th of July.
For 11 people.
I don't know if
shot.
That's important, Glenn.
No.
No arrests. Incredible. But there's a $2,500. I mean, so we're putting a mark on it. It's had $2,500 for the promoter, but nothing for the shooters.
They did not arrest the promoter?
No. All right. No, they can't find him. They have a $2,500 reward on his head.
So just to back up.
A bounty on his head.
Yeah. Just to back up for those of you who missed it, somebody had this, quote, street party. Right.
Yeah,
the organizer.
He's the organizer.
He was spinning the tunes.
Right.
Apparently, I'm just thinking about the parties that we had when I was a kid in the fields. So somebody ordered the beer, somebody took the $5, and somebody brought the music.
Right.
That's what this guy did.
Right.
Pretty much.
That's it. He didn't do any shooting.
So $2,500 on his head, but the shooters.
No, they get to walk.
No reward at all?
No reward.
No reward at all. So they literally put a $2,500 reward out for the promoter. No reward out for the shooter.
For a guy just showing up with his new sound system.
Let's say they arrest a promoter. Is that going to stop the shootings?
No, nothing.
I mean, this is the most, I'm sorry. Buffalo is broken, flat out broken. I mean,
beyond broken.
It is beyond
broken. Beyond broken.
I mean, this will be a topic for a different day again. Obviously, we've talked about this already, but the fact that they're looking for the promoter, but not the shooter. And I'm like, oh, they're looking for a shooter too, Glenn. Not with the same effort. They didn't put out a reward for the shooters.
Yeah,
right.
I would have. That's my first thing, right? They see in order of importance.
Yeah,
they got the flag guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because that's super important.
They put a reward out for the promoter.
Mm-hmm.
Shooters, no word. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. That's their priorities.
Yeah. Anyway. Not one story about the shooters.
No.
Although I'm sure, maybe I know we can't gamble, and I don't want to gamble, but I would put a small bet out to say that whoever that shooter was. They're not a first-time offender.
He's been in and out.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's fair. Like I was going to say, what we should do is if we're going to sort of have a friendly bet like that, it should be the over-under. Is it over 10?
Oh, how many times he's been in and out?
Yeah.
That's 10's probably a good 10's number.
A good number, I
that
think.
Is a good like, number.
If I'm
a benchmark.
Biggest odds maker, I'd throw it at 10.
Well, as long as they get the promoter, I think that'll stop all violence.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the really, that's the key
to the lesson. Right? You never show up with your sound system again.
That's right. Don't you dare.
And your AC/DC and Run DMC.
They even know his name. Davon Alexander is his name.
If I was him, I'd be gone out of town. I mean, seriously, just go to a different city. Just move. I mean, I would look at, I'm not saying the guy is completely innocent. Obviously, they must want him for something, but if he's just the promoter of an event.
I don't know. Is that even illegal?
I don't know. Let's say you promoted a concert. We just promoted a charity event at the racetrack, which is great. We raised a lot of money for charity.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't
do anything nice like that.
No. Okay. But right?
There it is.
Don't come after me.
Here they are.
There's
the paddy wagon.
No. Could you imagine how something happened there? Like they put a bounty out on our heads?
What did he say? Is Glenn putting on some kind of a...
No.
Yeah,
we don't promote anything.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's really sick. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. The really, and I think this goes back to, again, common sense is just gone in that all the things that the Buffalo Police Department have to worry about, I would think the promoter would be the last one.
That's, yeah,
right? Exactly. The guy who organized the group to say, hey, let's get together for probably what I'm assuming was some kind of a fun party. Hey, let's get people together. Unless he said, hey, you need to bring guns and shoot each other. I mean,
probably not that,
I don't think so.
No,
yeah.
You don't think that was
good
part
for
of
events? Probably not. I mean, if you're promoting events,
was it on the invitation?
I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, if you're promoting events, I would think that you'd probably want the event to go well.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And so a 11 people again. Shot, probably not a great time.
Next year.
You're going to kind of end it early.
Right.
I think it might just end
guys
early.
Are thinking the count will be down next year.
Probably. Yeah. The promoter's not in jail.
When you get your invite, you're like, yeah, no. Nah. Last year, 11 dead. Probably going to miss this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably going to miss this one.
It ended at like 7. It wasn't even a fun time anyways.
They had draft beer.
I didn't even have any IPAs. I was like, this is a drag.
He shut the thing down early. This is so lame.
Yeah.
Poor shot. Yeah. Not going back next year. I'm out.
Like I couldn't even get out. I had to walk around some bodies. What am I saying? Garbanzella.
Over people.
Never again. Never again am I signing up for this one.
As long as Buffalo's got the person. By the way, one last thing on Buffalo, then we'll move on to the solar panels and start to take your calls and questions. They just got downgraded. Their credit rating got downgraded. And I love it, again, with liberals. I see them online on Twitter. It's hilarious. You can't trust credit rating agencies. Sure, you
no,
Brian.
No.
I'm not saying they're perfect, but,
yeah,
you know, I'm pretty sure you weren't, you know, I can't trust them when they were rated stable.
Yeah.
So now they're rated negative. So Buffalo has gotten downgraded by, I think it's Moody's, from a stable rating now to a negative rating.
Yeah. The only economic activity that's really going to happen at the next level in the city of Buffalo is going to be those small little windfalls they call great opportunities. Oh my God, look at things are turning around. And that is, we're going to subsidize what you're doing to take care of this building.
Yeah.
Because no private money is going to come in and say, we don't want your cash to do this building. It's going to be, oh, you're willing to redo XYZ building? Well, I'm only willing to do that if somehow Kathy Hochul can come into town and write me a check for $5 million.
Exactly.
And I'll do half of it, and I'm going to borrow half of that from the bank, so my skin will be only 25%. And oh, by the way, if we default, the taxpayer get hit first.
That's put this hire another mayor to, you know, take.
Yeah, we'll say it'd be fine.
Yeah.
This time around, though, this Democrat will do it.
We got to go to a break. We will be back on the other side. I will open the phone lines, take your calls and questions. 803-0930, *930 is a free call to sell. Again, 1-800-616-9236. You've got the financial guys in for, who are we in for? Joe Beamer today.
Joe Beamer.
We'll be right back here on this Radio 930 WBEN. Alrighty, welcome back. Financial guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and now Financial Gal and Haran in studio with us. And we're going to switch gears here and kind of went through some of the stuff I wanted to kind of just get out there, like, you know, the fact that we still don't have the shooter, but we have the promoter on, you know, on bounty now.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculousness going on.
Get this guy. Look at what he did.
He had a party. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget the guns. The guns themselves were the problems, not the shooter. The guns.
Right. I'm sure if they find the shooter, again, we'll have a long rap sheet. But anyway, I want to switch gears and I want to talk about
registered, by the way.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, no chance.
I'm sure he just went through all the training and the proper channels. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You're crazy to think otherwise.
No. Yeah, no. It's amazing what they make good people jump through hoops, but they just hand out whatever. So it's just crazy. Anyway.
Sorry, go on.
Data centers, big topic. Right. Solar panels. To me, they go hand in hand. Why? Because they're both take up a lot of space. Right. That's one of the big things that Kathy Hochul just put a moratorium on them this week. No data centers at all over a certain size. Mm-hmm. One of the things she cited, I think one of the first things she cited was environmental impact. Right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So the environmental impact is, you know, a giant building, right? That's an impact, right?
Mm, let's see. But now, do we have a giant building that we just spent billions on in the city of Buffalo that's primarily vacant?
Right. Yeah, that's different though.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Oh,
that's
different. I just thinking out loud.
They liked him back then. That was different back then. They liked him then.
Solar panels are working out well today with all this ash falling.
That's right. So, but that's the thing. So we're speeding, you know, dead ahead on solar panels, which in my mind are absolutely destroying the landscape. Right?
Oh, gross.
There's a place for solar panels in the power grid.
Not even destroying
the rooftop though.
They're not only destroying the landscape, they're destroying the land.
The land,
like it's yeah. awful to look at, but right. they will literally think nothing of clearing out a farm.
In
to save the world. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
It's crazy.
If any of us on the right wanted to really have a conversation with anybody on the left about solar panels, I would be all for it if they said, hey, listen, this is what we're going to do. We all want to save the world. We all want to make sure we have a nice place to live. Why don't we put every solar panel before we take any of the fields out? Why don't we have a conversation and put them on top of, I don't know, parking ramps?
Right.
How about this? How about this? Galleria Mall struggling?
Sure.
Okay, maybe an opportunity to put some solar panels up.
Okay,
there,
so
right?
let's just say that that's like a good source of energy. They have a planned obsolescence. You know, it's like 10 years are about there. And those companies that manufacture them, a lot of times are out of business in 10 years because you know, this is it's a difficult, sustainable.
And even if they're not, the break even is always not equate with it. It's like saying, Ann, we're going to put a 30-year mortgage in your house, but there's a very high probability that it'll fall over in year 20.
Right. It's only going to last 10.
Right. Right.
Right. You're going to pay for it for 30.
Hmm. So the reality of it is, sign me up.
I'm all for, you know, alternative energy, but I'm also a capitalist, right? The hard truth is the reason our utility bills are so much higher, there's a number of reasons, but one of the reasons is we're all paying subsidies to the utility companies because so it's all green energy credits and all the stuff that goes to oftentimes foreign companies that are taking our farmland and taking our forests and they're wiping them clean and making solar panels out of them. And the sad thing is there's a New York State senator going around, must be on the payroll. That's all I can assume in one way, shape or form. Cause he's out there promoting these things. Like he's doing commercials for them. Like, no, they don't, the solar panels are fine. They don't hurt the land, blah, blah, blah. So they're lying to you about the solar panels. And the reality of it is a lot of our farms now and our farmland is we're losing it.
Right.
I mean, we're losing it to foreign companies that are putting up solar panels, not because they want to make money on the energy. They're making money on the tax credits, which is really amazing.
That's right.
And so, but at the same time, which is ridiculous, something that is critically important to the growth of the U.S., and that is what Elon calls compute power, right? How much can we, you know, capacity do we have with our computers and our storage and our technology to do these computations that AI is requiring? And it's massive, right? Yep. So on the one hand, solar panels, good. The data center is bad. Now, on the data center side, I've heard an incredible amount of just flat-out disinformation, misinformation, whatever you want to call it. For example, right, there was a proposal for one to be, I think it's in Ohio, actually, on Lake Erie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the uproar, oh, my God, they're going to discharge hot water back and it's going to be polluted. Look, it's the same way they use water to cool power plants, right? They circulate the water in. They don't mix it with the coal and the nuclear stuff and then send it back out. Right. Like the power plant in Florida.
We'd all agree that would be bad.
We all agree that. So we all agree that's bad.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're doing, right? No, they take the water, they circulate it through, they cool down the computer.
Send it through a filtration center.
Then they
clean it.
Then they
send it back in.
Exactly.
The cleanest water that goes back in, by the way.
It doesn't really.
Misconception of, all the animals are going to die. Not true.
No.
In fact, those are the best places to see the growth in any kind of species. In fact, for those of you who grew up fishing here in Western New York, you could probably remember the Dunkirk power plants.
That's right.
And the best trout fishing in the world was right outside that power plant.
That's right. And in Florida, they've got a place called the Boils, which is the hot water discharge coming out of the nuclear power plant up in Fort Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's place. This is why they put, you know, reactors and power plants on the water.
Right.
Whether it's a lake or whether it's an ocean, because they need the water to cool the system. It's fine. It works fine. The data centers would be the same, right? Mm-hmm. We take the water, but it's like, you know, right away, it's like, oh my God. And so of course, Kathy comes out and we got to cancel those, right? Cancel those. Let me explain why these are important to America. Okay. Just like the nuclear weapon, right? We had the only nuclear weapon in the world, right? We were the first to have it and we allowed other folks, you know, other countries to have it, but we still have the dominant technology, right? That keeps us safe, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if Russia got the bomb first. Imagine if Germany right. got the bomb first.
Right.
Imagine if Japan had gotten the bomb first. Would you think they would have shared it and done what we had done, no. right? We were the only country in 5,000 years of recorded history that had a weapon that was unparalleled in the world. We could have taken over any country we wanted to. Japan could have been our next Hawaii, right? Europe could have been like whatever, you yeah. know, Alaska, right? Whatever. We could have taken over. We didn't. We no. didn't. Why? Because we are an exceptional nation and we are a different people, yep. right? Now, when it comes to AI, our choice is we can build these data centers. We can lead. We can lead.
Yes.
We can be the dominant country.
We can be the ones that come up with the next flying car. We can be the ones that come
not
up with
New
the,
York.
Yeah. Not New York. Not New York. No, no, we're not talking New York.
No, no, no.
But or
bad people can get that.
Yeah, bad people. Yeah.
Somebody's getting it.
Somebody's getting it. Yeah. That's right. And so, you know, if we're going to, you know, we got to block data centers. Well, it's environmentally not. That's not true.
The Republican Party needs to be a little bit smarter in how they, what they need to do is say, we don't like data centers. And then they'll be everywhere. And then once the data center is up, we'll be like, hey, look at here. Here's us. Here's a copy of the Buffalo News. This is the day we were talking about it. Look at these suckers.
Right.
Look at these idiots.
Exactly. And so I guess I'm right now I'm anti solar panel and at least the farm fields. I mean, I'm good. Yeah. I'm pro solar panel on roofs. I'm good. Yeah. Pro solar panels were,
I'm pro solar panel for you. I'm pro solar panel if I don't have to look at it. So if my neighbor says, hey, I'll use us. We're here doing a radio show in a 30,000 square foot building. And if the neighbor across the street wants to put on the top of his or her building some solar panels, go for it.
Great.
Go for it. I don't want to pay for it.
Right.
I don't want to opt out.
I don't want to have to subsidize it to what I'm writing.
By the way, there is a building on the street that I know for a fact got all kinds of tax credits, doesn't even use them. They're on this building, on the street.
Yeah.
Don't even use them. Got tons of tax credits, tons of money, your money, my money.
Yep.
The plumber's money, everybody's money.
Now, data centers are getting no money, but the reality of it is they are important. So, you know, I guess I'm curious as to what the public perception is. So I'd ask you to call in. We'll get to the phones in a second. But please let me know what your thoughts are. Are you pro or con solar panel? Are you pro or con data centers? What are your thoughts? 803-0930 and star 930. Go ahead, Ann.
What about just as a completely different option for power? Nuclear power. I mean,
that would be great. We closed that plant though.
But why is that not something that we're going after to, you know,
we should be.
It's clean.
It should be all evidence.
We should be. It should be all evidence.
Why is it not something that, you know, why are we talking about things that become sleep?
It'd be an all of the above approach. And what we have done is we have taken, well, the Democrat Party has allowed liberals to and environmentalists that go along with it to hijack reality.
Yep.
And they live in an alternate universe.
Nuclear bad, by the way.
Nuclear bad.
Yeah.
Nuclear bad.
It's clearing out multiple fields for solar panels. Just fine.
Now, keep in mind, they closed the power plant, the nuclear power plant. The Indian whatever plant down downstate in Long Island in New York City area.
Okay.
And, you know, they just did this. They just closed the nuclear power plant down and shut off all the power. And now, like, you better raise your thermostat to 78 degrees because we can't afford
AC. Did you see, by the way?
Now they got rolling brownouts going on.
Did you see somebody took a picture of his office? His office was set at like 68.
Of course
it was.
Yeah, commies never impacts them.
No.
Nobody else. So, but anyway, so I guess I'm curious what your thoughts are. Solar panels, data centers, Kathy Hochul's moratorium, 803-0930 and star 930. Why don't we sneak in a call here before we go to the top of the hour, and let's welcome John up in Niagara Falls. You are live with the Financial Guys. For Joe Beamer. How you doing, John?
Good, great. Great show. The situation is right under their noses and they can't see it. Here in Niagara Falls, all the chemical plants along the upper river have closed. They don't employ anybody. Those are deep brown fields. They're never going to remediate them. They put a clay cap on them. They get with Occidental and DuPont and Dow, do a public-private thing. It'll make Oxy look good. It'll help Niagara Falls get rid of those rusting buildings. And they make that a solar panel field. Don't take the farms. Yeah. That gives us our food.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, there is plenty of vacant buildings and things like that.
Don't forget these liberals wanted to run our food supply through our cars, right? Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's, with the stupid gas and save
ethanol.
The world.
Yeah, ethanol. Yeah, which is a great engine.
Let's take the food supply.
That would be a win for the chemical companies. That would be a win for Niagara Falls. It would be a win for Jokel, and it's just sitting there rotten, and they're already contaminated. So,
see, there you go.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. It's sad, but it's true. There is so many spaces that we could be using, but it's easier to go to the farmers. Why? Because the farmers are struggling. Now, what did we do to the farmers? Well, let's see. We forced them to fall under minimum wage requirements. Remember that?
That's right.
Remember? Oh, I think we were also allowing the farm workers to unionize as right? The migrant workers. Yep. And
subsidized them. Hey, pay to not produce. We're going to pay you not to produce.
That's right.
Right? Okay, so put all that equipment away. Because maybe you'll use it in the future, but not right now. Okay. Just free market capitalism has always been the most efficient way to do things, right? Mm-hmm. If a farmer feels like he or she needs to get more corn, they'll plow more fields or whatever, right? Same is true with nuclear energy, solar. If by the way, for all of you left-wingers, I want to see one of your bills. We have put up windmills and solar panels all over New York State. And I want to see where you're saving money.
No one's saving money.
No one's saving money.
That's the amazing thing. It's like you cut off the power by closing down the nuclear power plant downstate, and you didn't allow a pipeline to bring in natural gas. And now you're saying, we have a power crisis in the state. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
So liberal policy is this: create the problem.
Right.
Cause the issue and then come to the rescue with the solution to the issue you just caused, right? Yeah. Which ultimately makes it way worse, right? It's just it's unreal. But this data center thing and you want New York State to lose? Great. Put a moratorium on data center.
That's a big deal, by the way.
Have none here.
AI, be the last in AI. That is very dangerous.
Right.
Very, very dangerous.
Yeah. Be the state where you know, none of the computing is going on, none of the technology is available, none of the power is available. This is why we have to pay subsidies to these big, you know, like, we're going to be the new semiconductor state. Sure you are. Sure you are, right? We have to pay $100 million just to entice someone to come, and then they never build it anyways,
Games,
right?
So when they do, it just happens to be the only semiconductor company that doesn't make it.
Right.
Exactly. Like, how is it possible that we could have picked one? We only needed to pick one bad out of 100 because 99 made it, and we picked the one that was bad.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's because Joe Smith's buddy, who was on the board and also voted Democrat, ended up getting that and had no knowledge of semiconductors or anything, right? So
you had mentioned something about windmills, and I know that you wouldn't watch you don't watch television, Glenn, but you Landman, it's like it became a super viral
clip. That's it.
Yeah, it was a super viral clip with Billy what's his name, Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, yeah.
He talked, you might have seen it on YouTube. It became viral.
He's a rock star, isn't Thornton a rock star?
Yeah,
now?
He's great. Well, I don't know what
he's in a rock band, I thought.
Oh, is he?
I thought so. Yeah,
I don't know. Might think of a different person. He's like the one that's on the T-Mobile commercials.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Anyway, so he does this monologue about how he's drilling oil in Texas, and he wants to be able to like let the people know that are doing the windmills that like this isn't effective. You need oil to be able to do the pistons. You need oil to be able to turn it on. You need this natural energy of oil to be, and we have to dig for it to be able to do it to have your stupid windmills.
Yeah.
It was like, you have to look it up. It's a really, really good clip.
Billy Bob Thornton is the lead vocalist and drummer for the 1960s inspired rock and roll band, the Boxmasters.
Still?
No, Billy Bob Thornton. No, you're talking about the actor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He was married to Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
And they wore blood around each other. Like, exactly. There's blood around their necks.
No, no, of course that's a different one. But for some reason, I'm thinking the same guy.
Yeah, like a vampire otherwise.
Maybe.
They don't age.
Okay. I thought he was
aged.
Like a...
Yeah, you gotta see him.
He definitely
aged.
Let's see. I thought he did like some kind of like cover band thing.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
Listen, I am never right. I'm so happy right now that I'm right.
No, I didn't say you weren't wrong. I just I could have sworn he was like in some kind of cover band. Yeah.
Maybe. All right. I don't know. He might do that too. He's multi-talented. Anyway, 803-0930 *930 again.
Yeah, caught himself. Definitely not this guy. If he was in his band in the '60s, he'd be dead, right?
Yeah, for sure. unless he's a vampire.
Or he wore his mask properly, not his vaccination.
That's right.
And he's still around.
That's right. There's been a girl that has been following this solar panel thing and has been all over it. And I've tried to reach out to her a couple times to get her on the show with us, Alex Fusulo. But she's got so much good data on this stuff. It's really someone I would absolutely recommend following on Twitter if you're not on there. Look up this F-A-S-U-L-O. O. And
I tried to get a hold of her. And she just has no direct. You can't message her. Nothing.
It's hard. Yeah, but she's definitely got the data as far as
probably worried about her life.
maybe.
Yeah, they didn't put a bounty on. She did organize some events. I don't know. We got to watch out for that. It's bad. So bad. If you're
said what about windmills?
Yeah. What? Right. Exactly. I mean, and
next you're going to be organizing some street party.
And you might want to
be careful.
Yeah, you're on notice. You're our event coordinator, so you're doing all the events. Like that's. Listen. Like now, any event coordinator in Western New York's got to be like, oh,
don't
man.
Epstein me, please. Like South Carolina.
Right. I mean, seriously, though, it's like, you know, anybody who promotes any sort of event now, you got to think.
I do not have a wish list. Oh, my gosh.
She is a lead singer of a band.
Let me see.
That's Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah. He's a lead singer of a band. Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it does now.
That's right.
It doesn't now. Yeah. Oh, I knew that.
He said the band was from the 60s.
He's a cover, doing a cover band of a band from the 60s. That's what I thought. But
well, that makes more sense.
Sorry, maybe I said it wrong. So
yeah.
But you guys are like, he's not in a band, you idiot. Like,
no, he's not. He's that band from the 60s. I'm like, well, that's got to be a different guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
I did say that that's what popped up. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I saw this guy in front of a microphone. So
there you go. You're right.
Ooh, National Dachshund Day. My wife Amy's sending me this. So there's National Dachshund Day.
Dachshund?
Yeah. No, it's National Doxy Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that today? I don't know.
We talked about that. Longest day of the year.
There's a day for everything.
Longest day of the year. Get it?
Oh, no. Yeah. That should be on June 21st then.
June 21st, yeah.
Yeah, no, she doesn't actually specify the day. Maybe my wife is just declaring today. That Amy's declaring today National Dachshund Day because we've got two of them.
Yeah. Put them together.
Yeah, put them together. It's the longest. Yeah, double the day.
Oh goodness.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right. We'll hit the phone lines after the break. Huh?
After the top of the hour, 803-0930-930 if you want to join us.
Love to hear from some Canadians, by the way, how it's working up there with the fires,
healthcare.
You're sending it all our way. So
housing.
At least you could do is
taxes.
Tell us what we got to look forward to.
Maybe anyone that's a transplant from Canada to here that. Yeah. Escaped.
What's the tax rate there? 65% now? What do you give up as far as your income?
60, 65?
Well, the biggest problem with Canada is not so much the tax rate. It's how fast it moves itself up, right? I mean, we talk about this all the time. In the States, if you're retired and you're on Social Security, you can make up to almost $78,000 with very little federal income taxes. There, it's something like 50 or 60 grand, and you're at a 40% tax rate.
Right.
It
starts early. Yeah, no question.
They get free healthcare, though. I mean,
it
works out well as long as you're not sick.
Yeah. I mean, free healthcare for the, you know, $50,000 a year in tax.
Every Canadian that I know that's never, that's just blows off the doctor is like, this is great.
Great. Perfect. But
Everybody that's been sick is like,
still paying for it, which is great.
I broke a hip, and that was like 2 years ago.
Right.
So wait.
I know. All right, 803-0930, *930 is a free call and a sell. By the way, we do manage money for a living if you need us throughout the week. 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com. Whole another hour to go. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All righty, now we're on the air. I thought we were on like 3 minutes ago. Tanner gave me the nod.
We did about 30 seconds of the best radio
ever. It was awesome.
Ever.
Absolutely terrific. Sorry you missed
it. Tanner let us just go.
He didn't even stop us. He's in there laughing. Anyway, all right, we are back now for sure. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and Haran, the financial guys in studio for Joe Beamer. And just listening to the top of the hour news break, trying to find the sun out there. I don't really see it. I know
he's sunshine.
Hazy. So I see the hazy.
Well, it was supposed to be sunny today, but the smoke gets hiding.
Thanks again for that. It's Western. We're over in Amherst. I know the studio is in Amherst as well. We're a little different part of Amherst. Oh, yeah. We have our own studio in our office, but maybe Tanner, is there sunshine over by you there? Is it sunny there?
It's sunny everywhere, Glenn. It's just, you just can't see it.
You can't see the sun.
Yeah.
So like when it's cloudy, it's still sunny. You just can't see the sun.
Good news is our skin will be safe today. Lungs, not so much.
So much.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Not so much.
All right. Yeah. Thanks again for that. Third year in a row, by the way. I think this is honest to God. This is like the third, at least third year in a row I can remember. Now, last year was awful.
Right? Well, that fresh Canadian hair.
Good work. We're going to get back. Yeah. To breathe in this, the fresh, hazy smog. 803-930-9930 if you want to join us. We are talking about data centers and solar panels. I want to get your take on them, what your thoughts are. Are you pro or are you con? I think you can be a little bit of both in a lot of cases, depending on where things are put, right?
Yeah.
So solar panels on rooftops and brownfields, great.
Right.
Solar panels taking up farmland and wiping out hillsides, not so much.
There's too many areas, going back to Ann's theme of common sense, right? There's too many places for us to put solar panels where we shouldn't have to clear out a field.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to destroy land, right? There's just too many opportunities if we really want to do that, right? HSBC Center, right? Downtown Buffalo, not the HSBC Center, where the Sabres play, the KeyBank
Center.
Sorry, they changed it. KeyBank Center. I mean, as taxpayers, we're paying that. Can we offset some of that cost by putting some of those on? Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but then we'd have to pay for them in subsidies. So we're paying for it no matter what.
I'm just saying there's much better places for that. If it really does work, it doesn't, because I got to be honest with you, I've never seen a bill go down in New York ever.
Never.
We built a lot of windmills. I know we've basically destroyed the, in my opinion, the view of Lake Erie. They look absolutely ridiculous. And I'm looking at my bills, if I looked at all my bills and I thought, you know what? I used to pay that bill. I used to pay the electric bill, but now it's free. It's offset by that ugly looking windmill that destroyed Lake Erie. But it's not at all. In fact, it's higher. How could it be higher? Right. There's just too many different things that we could do, places to put them where, this all goes back to the Democrat circle of life, which is, we're going to take your tax money. We're going to use it how we see fit. We're going to destroy whatever we can in the way. And oh, by the way, if you give me some of that money back, you'll be just fine. Doesn't matter, right? You want that contract to be able to put those solar planters there? No problem. We've got a barbecue coming up. It's $5,000 a plate, right? Oh, you want the Tesla plant? No problem. Here's your $500 million contract. Just make sure you're putting some money back in the plate, right?
Yep.
It's the same old, and it's the same old thing. It doesn't matter, pick an area: Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago. Okay,
all the same.
Okay, all the same.
All the same.
Yeah,
all the same. Meanwhile, on the data center side, you're speaking of solar panels and data centers. On the data center side, we've now reached the Elon Musk's data centers are killing black people segment of the narrative now. So that's where
I didn't know we got there yet.
Yeah, we're there now. Reuters analysis just out this week found that pollution from dozens of gas turbines at XAI's data center project in Tennessee is being released near predominantly black communities. Again, and by the way, they also mentioned that those black communities are already estimated to be suffering from disproportionately higher rates of other illnesses like lung cancer and other things, right? Huh. Wouldn't you know? So I'm sure that the lung cancer, because these data centers with XAI has been in business for a few years. I'm sure the lung cancer just boom, sprung out of nowhere, right? That must be the cause, right? Like something that takes a long time to materialize immediately, but you build a data center. Look, is there pollution from data centers like all factories and buildings and industrial whatever? Yes, of course it is. Are they built in downtown areas oftentimes? Yes, they are. Oftentimes those downtown areas, have black communities as well as Hispanic and other communities. I mean, that is what it is. That is life. But, I guess you can, you want to put them out in the suburbs now too? So everyone can look.
Equal opportunity.
I think number one, you got to make sure that there is actual, stuff coming from these things. But the second thing is you work on mitigating that, not throwing racism out again. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, like, the same old.
Once again, they're disproportionately being affected.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, don't we all breathe the air?
I
go downtown. I mean, it's something downtown. I don't know. It's amazing that we get to that point where it's like, well, we don't have anything else to attack it with. So let's throw out the racism card.
The racism card is so predominant now. Days. I talked to my kids yesterday. I said, hey, do you guys remember it being a thing? I don't know, even 5 years ago, like when you're in high school or when you're in middle school. And my kids are like, no, I don't. I mean, it was never, they didn't even see color. But now everything has to be,
Obama changed that.
That's the rhetoric. You got him. Yeah. Cause he was the first black.
Obama had the opportunity to really, really set a new base. That base should have been, hey, look at me. My wife and I are black, and we are I'm the president of the United States of America. Yeah. This is the first lady. Oh, by the way, we didn't grow up with all kinds of wealth. We weren't handed anything. We worked really, really hard. If you do the same, it won't matter.
None of that's actually true.
Yes.
they were handed a lot.
He was practicing his line.
Handed. Yeah. It sounded good, though, Mike.
Well, no, to be fair, it's not the kind of reputable work that we would want, right?
Right.
But they did work hard.
Yeah.
I mean, they worked hard.
Hustled.
As political. Yeah. I mean, that was their job, right? Their job was to, because I got to be honest with you, there's nothing worse than running it to being a politician.
Well,
you are slammed all over. But I've said that forever. But I don't agree. I'm as far away from Hillary Clinton as possible, but the stones that that lady has to be able to lie and stand in front and be like, oh my gosh.
Because you're a Republican.
Yeah.
If you were a Democrat, you wouldn't have those stones coming at you and stuff like that. So let's remember that Obama's primary opponent for Senate was wiped out of the race on basically trumped up allegations for sexual harassment or something ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
It was all found out to be false, but they literally basically made something up, took out his opponent, cleared the path. He was the only candidate.
Sure.
So he had it easy.
You mentioned that on the podcast the other day was about how Clinton had whoever her running mate was when she was running.
And Kennedy.
The
thing went down. Seriously. Yeah. just so happened that, you know, he was he could have won. He would have beaten Hillary. Between a Kennedy and a Hillary in New York, the Kennedy won.
He was very well liked. Yeah. Good looking guy.
Good looking young guy. Very well, very charismatic, well spoken.
Yeah.
Not a raging liberal either, by the way.
No.
He was kind of more modern.
The old school Kennedys. They were.
Yeah.
Get your boots on. Let's go to work.
Yeah. Conservatives. You
know? Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's conservative party.
Anyway.
Today's right wing radical.
That's right. Exactly. All right. 803-0930.
Keep your own money.
Keep your own.
Go to work.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't wait around for the government to hand you stuff.
Lindsey Graham says we're going to pass the SAVE Act. All of a sudden,
he's gone.
Unalive.
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened pretty
crazy.
Coincidentally.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Just a heart problem.
Yep.
Gone.
No. Didn't have the best healthcare in the world to look at that or anything. Would not have ever
known
that.
Right.
You know, I'm sure things happen. Anyway, 803-0930. Star 9.
Or Lindsey just wanted to organize a street party. Gone.
Right? Gone. Think about this, though. Jimmy Carter was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Mm-hmm. I thought he was gone.
He's not dead?
No, I don't think so. Did he die?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Didn't Jimmy Carter die a long time ago?
No.
Yeah, Carter died like 2 years ago.
But my point is he lived for a long time after the brain tumor diagnosis. Normally you don't. It's like brain tumor, dead in 6 months.
Yeah. Right.
Somehow the medical stuff was so good. And same thing with I think, Teddy Kennedy and many others.
Well, the joke with Carter, remember?
Shaney. Shaney had he had like 6 heart attacks, you know, just like by Tuesday.
Carter died on December 29th, 2024. But I remember them saying they kept them throughout the midterms.
So they did.
Right. His name who's had like multiple strokes standing at the podium. Mitch McConnell's still alive, and he's got to hold
Florida.
On. He's got to hold on until some date so he can still vote or something.
August something.
Yeah.
He's voting against
his wife, payback. Moved away or something, so they can't.
Back to China. I love that I love that they were holding the newspaper of the day. Here, hold this newspaper with like a hostage video to prove that he was still alive.
Give credit where credit's due. Our good buddy Stefan Mihailo noticed that. He's like, hey, do you guys see anything weird about this? This guy can't read, doesn't even know his own name. And he's just like, here's my Buffalo newspaper of the day, like whatever his local newspaper was. Like, that is funny.
So people couldn't come up and be like,
hold this
a while back.
See the date? Hold it up high, sir. Hold it up high. Joe, you did great during the debate. You answered all the questions.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the best when Biden kind of rambled on and Trump comes back and goes, I don't even know what he just said there.
I tell you, as far as a debate goes, Trump really handled that debate extraordinarily well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could have absolutely – it was like putting
I personally was like, okay – and this is a lob ball. Please smack it out of the park.
It's like, what was that? Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger where he's like, it was a kindergarten cop. He's hitting him with the he's playing dodgeball. It was like, I mean, he could have, I mean, just annihilate him. He was very gracious, President Trump, to say, you know, I don't really know what he said.
That was Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got to go back to school to inherit his dad's
Okay. There's very few movies I watched. Billy Madison's one of them.
But that was kind of opposite. Like, my God, he's going to get a.
No, nothing beats Jill the next day. Like, you answered all the questions. She said,
so proud of you.
You've been such a good job. You answered all the questions.
What a good boy.
Good job.
Good.
Sit for a treat.
We get ice cream now?
Yeah, we get back to go to the White House. Yeah. Remember, it was hard for Michelle. But not for us.
No. Michelle had it really rough.
Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us. We are, again, asking your opinion. I'd love to hear it. What are your thoughts on solar panels? What are your thoughts on data centers? Are you pro? Are you con? Do you agree with Kathy Hochul's moratorium on progress in the state? I'll say it the way it is. I mean, you know, most of these, we need compute power. It's just pure and simple. And I think Kevin O'Leary it puts it out there the best. He said, somebody is going to have the power. We want it to be us.
No right? doubt.
As a nation.
Common sense.
He's out there saying, listen, up data centers for these companies building data centers. What he's proposing is 20% of the compute power for every data center should be given to the federal government to protect us and to make sure that they've got the best of the best. And I'm not sure about giving it to them. I mean, certainly, you know, giving them access to use some of it, I think is important. But, you know, I think that ultimately, again, it's better us, whether it's government or us or whoever, way better than China.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
Mm-hmm. Way better than Russia. Way better than Canada, to be honest with you.
Power is good in the hands of the non-bully, right?
Exactly.
I always go back to the story, and I know a lot of people who listen to us all the time, I've heard this story a million times, right? There was this kid, you know, in seventh, eighth grade, you know, especially boys, we develop at different stages, right? So I got my first mustache hair when I was like 21. This kid full beard at like 9, you know what I mean? But he was like always starting fights with people, always, because he could, right? He had the body of a 21-year-old, and the rest of us were like, and I'll never forget this one kid said, now I went to DePew, you went to DePew a little bit, and the deal was there was a McDonald's across the street, and if you wanted to get in a fight, you'd be like, we're meeting behind McDonald's. You didn't want to meet behind McDonald's, right? And everybody was like, oh, please leave me alone. And this one kid goes, okay, I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. Everybody was like, it was like, gosh, what's the name of the, I forget this all
the time. Kid?
No, where he locks the door, where he locks the door. Now you can't leave.
There's a song like that.
I could see their souls leaving their bodies. So that's how this was. It was like, okay, fine. And the kid was like a black belt in karate at like 12. Mm-hmm. And he sort of made the kid look like a fool, you know, but nobody knew, like, this kid was a black belt karate. It was like that kid, the older, you know, the kid with the beard that, you know, he never messed with anybody. It was actually a pretty decent kid by the time we were senior year. But it was like, okay, the power got readjusted to the right people.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You don't want Iran's hands. That's for sure. Yeah,
right? That's right.
You don't want it in
you don't want China's hands.
No, definitely not China's hands. All right, let's go back to the phones. 803-0930, *930 is a free call and a cell. 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Rick out in DePew with a comment on solar panels. Rick, how you doing? You're live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How you doing?
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Enjoy the show. I had a comment regarding, like, new builds. You know, if you had a brand-new house being built, why wouldn't they put in a solar system just for lighting, kind of like in an RV, and maybe a backup for your furnace, because we're in Western New York, obviously. Power goes out, you got lights, you got your furnace. That'll reduce strain on the grid somewhat.
Yeah. So let me say why that's not happening right now, because it's not cost effective. Mm-hmm. If I'm a home builder, right, and I have a model that works like that, And Rick says, hey, you know what? I'm moving from DePew all the way out to Marilla, and I'm going to build a home. And Glenn's got this great technology, but I don't. Glenn's going to pitch it to you, right? Glenn's going to say, hey, look, you don't want to buy Mike's home. He doesn't have that solar panel technology, right? That's where it needs to sort of head. You need to let free market capitalism. What's happening now is, okay, I don't really I'll look at the solar panel. Well, what if I give you $1,000, even though that solar panel is only worth $100? Okay, give me $1,000, right? That doesn't necessarily mean the technology is up to par with being worth $1,000, but the government is trying to subsidize that and push it down people's throats. The other side of that is, we've all seen, I mean, you're in DePew, Rick, you've probably gone through Cheektowaga there on Broadway, and you see all those solar panels. We all see the fields that have been ruined, and you think to yourself, well, is my bill any better off? Am I looking at my bill saying it would have been $300, but it's only 99 cents because of this great offset, right? And there are places, by the way, there's towns in places like Texas that will actually get zero taxes, right? Zero property taxes, zero school taxes, right? Why? Because it's being offset by the oil they're drilling for. So they'll say, hey, look at you live in this town. We're drilling in your community. We're going to offset the cost of it. They see it, though. They're like, hey, look at, okay, I don't have any taxes. This is great, right? Or maybe I would rather pay the taxes and not have them here. But regardless, we see it. The windmills, so they've all gone up, and nothing has happened except for bigger, higher bills.
Right.
And fields have been destroyed. We could have had shovel-ready property on that development in Broadway, and we don't. I'm not saying we would have, but I'll tell you what. Not going by there, I don't go, wow, that's really an attractive-looking piece of property. I can't wait to maybe buy a house down the street. I say, I want to be as far away from this as possible.
Exactly. Rick, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a very short break. We'll bring back up if you're still there. You want to make more comments. They are starting to be getting to be economical as we move in that direction. But to your point, Mike, it's got to be – we got to end the subsidies, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be – you know, our bills need to go down. I think people might think differently, and maybe you would think differently. Let us know. I mean, if your electric bill was cut in half, would that – you know, would that solar field be more tolerable to you? It might be.
Yeah, right? The other side. Side of that too, which it's not, right?
Hold that thought though.
Yeah,
okay. Hold that thought. All right, we're gonna go across the hall. 803-0930-930 is a free call and sell. We're gonna check in very quickly with the news. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. You've got the financial guys in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here. Financial guys in for Joe Beamer, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, and Ann Horan joining us, as she will be on occasion in the future as well. She's going to be doing a little bit of hosting on her own at some point also, as she gets over.
As Lisa from WBN pointed out that she was really so much better than you.
That's
guys.
Right.
it was refreshing to hear
you guys again, but that Ann.
Wow.
She was absolutely terrific. So back by popular demand.
Alrighty,
and
then.
In studio.
With happy to be here.
Happy to have
something
you.
Something like nobody missed Mike went really well. Okay.
Yeah, you weren't even a great show.
Anyway, best ever.
Best ever. Okay. All right.
Tell me what was different.
All right. 803-0930, *930 if you want to join us. We're talking solar panels, talking data centers. Obviously, the solar panels seem to be the bigger topic. The data centers, I don't think people are really up to speed on those yet. They are important, though. So before you just, you know, knee-jerk react like, no, not in my community. Understand really what they are and what they do and why they're important. And so I'll leave it at that. But let's go back to the phones. We had Rick in Depew. Is he still holding? Do we go back to Rick? And then we have Rich on his cell. So let's go to Rick back in Depew. I didn't mean to cut you off, Rick. We just got a little bit ran out of time in that segment. So
yeah, no problem.
Final word to you, sir. Yeah, so yeah, you're talking about, you know, put them on roofs and whatnot. I like the idea for sure.
Yeah, just the individual per house. Definitely, you know, the large ones. I hunt out in Genesee County, and it's just disgusting what they did with the farmland out there.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
Just my skin crawls every time I drive by and see it.
It's sad.
Yeah, Rick, I'll tell you the other reason why development in some of these phases doesn't go maybe as good as it should, and that's because the government tries to force things on people, and nobody trusts the government. Right. Especially business owners and especially the quote producers. OK, what do I mean by that? Electric cars. The government started to in a sense, try to mandate these electric cars, right? We're going to force General Motors to make them. We're going to force Ford to make them. You're going to drive these things whether you like them or not, right? Now, to be honest with you, I'm an old school car guy. I grew up with muscle cars and all this stuff. So to me, it was like, yeah, electric cars. But I didn't care. Like, if you wanted an electric car, I'm like, you know, go buy an electric car, right? There was some Teslas that were cool or whatever. Like, okay, my neighbor bought one of those electric Hummers. I'm like, wow, that I got it riding. I'm like, this thing's really, really radical, right? But when the government says you have to do this, we're going to put – it's almost like, what am I missing? Like, what
– we're a free country. Like, we should be able to choose what we
– like the COVID vaccine where, like, you have to do this.
Or else.
Or you're not getting here, you're not getting here. And I'm thinking, well, what am I missing, right? Like, what should I not trust? Because everything the government has told me they're going to help me with ends up the exact opposite. Now, in the case of the shot, once again, we find out now – that more people are having heart problems and all these other things. And I had a 0% chance of dying from COVID because I already had COVID. So why would I get the shot, right? A lot like that with the electric vehicle. It's like they just destroyed it. Like you're going to have to – and there was so many people that would have been like, I don't really care if you buy an electric car or not. Mm-hmm. Well, but they just – you know, you get this like sense of like, why? So, why are you trying to do this to me?
So at first they forced GM and Ford, right? At first it was, you have to so many of your cars.
Buy a certain year.
So Ford comes out with a Ford Mustang. It's a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
Nobody really wants it.
Right.
It looks okay-ish, I guess, maybe, but it doesn't really go anywhere.
Nobody buys it.
Right. Ford, GM, they're all getting as far away from that as possible. Now comes along Elon Musk and Tesla. And Tesla actually makes cars that people want.
Yeah.
They're affordable.
Right.
You can get a Tesla for $30,000. They're not $80,000. Right.
Yeah.
So they're on par with regular gas automobiles now.
From leave them alone. They're doing the deal.
They're
fitting the niche.
You don't
need
the tax credit.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah.
You don't
that's
need
right.
the government coercion.
That's
you
right.
don't need the.
Where it all went downhill was.
Yeah, always.
I'm sorry. This how cool is this? This is our. So we have a radio station inside our office.
She fishing.
Our clients are the best.
Oh.
This guy's bringing in a fly rod to show somebody.
That's no, but that's my client who's been a client forever, and he knows I'm a big fly fisherman, and that's a fly rod.
Yeah,
these actually
love our clients. I
work with,
love them.
He's the third generation of that family I work with.
We get to work with people. We say it all the time that think like us, and as we're doing a radio show, I'm watching this guy take a fly rod out of this. Like,
we've worked with his family since 1996. 30 years. His family was one of my first clients, actually.
Shiny ball, Mike. Shiny ball.
Sorry. So getting back.
Oh, yeah.
Rick, we still have you on the phone. I'm sorry. But
Rick, always forget. No problem.
But we agree, right? If it was economic. I'm with you, Rick. I'm a hunter, too, right? And fisherman.
Sure. Didn't, years ago, the government used to, like, you know, wouldn't they put out something like, you know, like a program as far as, you know, who can build this, you know, at the best, you know, get competition going.
Yeah,
right. Well, they used to do
no better competition than free market capitalism.
Exactly.
And there is a role in government. The funny thing is, though, it's the Democrats that say they're here to save the world and they're here to save the environment. And they're the ones destroying the environment. Right.
Why?
I don't think there's not a Republican that I know of or that would have said, hey, look, if we want solar panels and they're cost effective, but let's not destroy a field over them. Let's try it on the top of the ramps in downtown Buffalo.
I like the brownfield idea.
Brownfield.
Yeah, a lot of those. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. But why destroy a field in Marilla?
Cheaper.
Why destroy it? Because it's cheaper. That's right. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Is it cheaper? I mean, could you put those on the roof of a parking ramp?
Well,
without all that shovel ready
type of stuff. Parking ramps are privately owned.
Yeah.
And so when you're dealing with private owners, you have to actually negotiate.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with government, you just have to bribe.
Yep. Get it.
Very simple.
Or
I mean, to be honest with you, it's just a matter of how big of a check do I need to write to Kathy Hochul and the New York State Democrats to get what I want.
Sure.
Right. You can't necessarily do that with Oxy. You're not going to Oxy going, hey, I want to write you a big check to put solar panels. They're going to look at all the different things like, what's it really worth? Do we want to do this? Should we even get into that business? They're going to negotiate what the price is going to be and what they're going to lease the land for and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But with Democrats, no.
Yeah.
It's just, here, let me write you a contribution check because I love your politics, even though I don't even live in the state. Here's $50,000, Kathy, to your campaign. Right?
Yep. Ronald Reagan would always say, right? Like, if when the government shows up to help, the end result is going to be just the opposite.
Yep.
And I can't help but think that no matter what it is, whether it's solar panels or electric cars, They have destroyed it because nobody trusts them anymore. We don't trust you. Right. I don't trust that when you tell me I need to take this vaccine, which is safe and effective, that it really is safe and effective, right?
Yeah.
I don't trust you.
Destroy that narrative.
You bring up Ronald Reagan, didn't you? This
Thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. One of your famous things is Ronald Reagan always said, you know, government's not the solution. It's the problem.
Yeah. Government doesn't have solutions to the problems. Government is the problem. Yeah. He also said the 8 scariest words in the English dictionary are not from the government. I'm here to help. And honestly, he was really right about that, right? He really understood that whole, the role of government and role of individual,
free market,
role of freedom.
Free market capitalism will fit that niche. It may not exactly be perfect, but it will fit that niche. Hey, Glenn, I know you're paying these electric bills and you don't like it. How about for $99 a month for 3 years, I put this thing on the top of your house that you can't see, and then after the third year, it's cost effective and you have no more bills. Okay, that might be.
Okay.
Right. But if you tell me, if I say, hey, Glenn, I want you to pay $99 a month for 20 years, but in year 10, it's not going to work anymore. You're going to say, that's really stupid, Mike. Yeah. I'm not going to sign up for that.
Even worse is we're going to put this on your utility bill and basically confiscate it right from your wallet and then hand it over to subsidies.
Exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 803-930-930, about 10 minutes left in today's show. We'll go to Rich on a cell phone. Rich, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Excellent. Well, the solar panels, just like the wind factories, they're industrial wind turbines. They're not windmills, by the way.
Right.
The trouble that you have with them is, and besides the low density that you have with these facilities spread out across many, many hundreds of acres or square miles, and it produces very little power per acre or per mile, is the output itself. It's dependent upon a favorable weather forecast because you don't have control of the fuel. And, you know, electrical energy is 24/7, 365 output, matching demand with output precisely. You still have to have a little bit of overage, obviously, to keep the base load for the lines to stay energized and to be able to distribute the power to those customers, whether they're residential, commercial, industrial, critical infrastructure, et cetera. And the fact of the matter is that electrical energy demand is driven predominantly by weather conditions.
Right.
So why on God's
ironically.
Green earth? Yeah. So why on God's green earth do you think it's a good idea to tie whether or not you're going to be able to generate any electrical power at all to a weather forecast?
Right.
Especially in this area.
I mean, especially here.
Especially here. You know? How does smog factor into that?
Yeah. Let's see. Smog in the summer. 6 months buried in snow.
Right.
Well, let's talk about that right now. Currently, we have, according to NYSERDA, 8.2 gigawatts of installed capacity of solar in New York State. And currently, according to the independent systems operators, we're getting about 400 megawatts out of that 6,000 or 8,000 megawatts. That is the capacity of it. In fact, that's about half of what we're currently generating right now from diesel backup generators.
That's amazing.
What are we doing
really?
Now, let's talk about another thing. We have what NYSERDA claims is that based on the capacity, we have the capacity that powers 1.38 million homes in New York State for solar. That's what the capacity powers. Yet I don't know of any single electronic device that operates on capacity. Do you?
Nope.
Nope. They operate on output. Capacity is potential. Just like the Buffalo Bills have the capacity to win the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean we have Super Bowl championships up on the flying at the stadium. It's a smoke screen, and it's compounded from the right out of the gate by not having control of your fuel. The fuel is free, you get what you pay for, but that's not how electrical energy works. To compound that with solar, it produces direct current energy, and Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison fought it out over 120 years ago, and we found that alternating current is what's going to defeat Ohm's law and allow you to transmit that electrical energy to your consumers across distance without having transmission lines that weigh far too much and use far too much copper, generate too much heat, and become a hazard. So, you know, we really have a problem here in society where understanding, you know, why we build something. We build a power plant not to reduce emissions, not to save the planet, and not to feel good. We do it to generate power. And if they don't generate power, why are we investing in it?
That's a great
question. Rich, what you said about all that megawatt, I was just going to say that. Like you stole every bit of my thunder.
That was that was the last 5 minutes of our show.
Now the
whole gigawatt stuff, I was literally just going to talk about
56, 357, whatever it takes.
6-7.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever it is. But the one last thing is that all the solar guys, they now, you know, they're admitting that the industrial solar factories that they're building out there, which deliver approximately their capacity value is about 11% in New York State. So if you build a factory that has 100 megawatts worth of capacity, you can figure you might get 11 megawatts when the sun is shining. That's kind of dumb. But neither here nor there. When you start looking at this very real stark issue of lack of production, now they start coming and say, well, it's behind the meter is producing 5 gigawatts. And behind the meter is producing 5 gigawatts. Well, how do you know that? Right now, there's no way to measure it. It's based on estimates done the day after, and it's all based on capacity, installed capacity, not capacity factor. And there is no way on God's green earth that there's 5 gigawatts of extra power floating around in the grid that the grid operators don't know about. Yet this is the latest turd to float up the toilet from these folks that, you know, cannot stand on the facts, they cannot stand on the performance record, and they cannot stand on the science that makes the grid operate safely, reliably, and effectively.
So, Rich, let me ask you this question, because a while back we were told when they installed these new smart meters, right, and everybody's electric bill went up. They're like, well, we weren't actually charging you for all the electricity we were delivering, apparently. So,
our bad. You're welcome.
Our bad. Yeah, you're welcome. But
getting all that free electricity.
What are explain that to me, because that doesn't seem like that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, I would think they would know, right, what to deliver.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. And what the smart meter is really for is when we have a constraint on the grid and demand is rising and we don't have supply, you can do a mass load shedding without having to take down an entire grid. You can just take down specific meters.
They just did that in New York City, didn't they? Didn't they brown out like the Harlem so that Taylor Swift could have her big wedding?
They just
told people we're cutting off your power.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with the smart meters today, they can actually get pretty granular and tell you what utilities, if you have smart utilities, of course, not utilities, appliances. If you have smart appliances, you can tie it into the smart meter and they'll tell you everything that you have in the house and what it's consuming. So you can actually do a granular load set and say, okay, well, you need your sump pump and you need your furnace, but you don't need your TV. You don't need your stove right now. And we can shut down your computer systems. And that way,
well, who are we giving? Who are we giving?
But
the power company's making that decision, right? I want to make that decision. Like I want to, you know, Mom Dami's got his office at 62 degrees and we're at
79.
Yeah, we're you know, sweating at 78.
Rich,
as per him.
Don't hang up the phone. I want to get your cell phone number, okay?
Sure, no, because
I'd love to have you on as a guest.
Yeah, we'll do a deeper dive.
Love to have you, you know, come in and talk more about, you know, pre-game show the show. That sounds like your background in some of this stuff. Can I ask what is your background in some of this stuff?
I'm a cybersecurity architect for Operation Technologies Networks. The stuff that makes the electricity, the control systems, PLCs, so on and so forth, manufacturing, power, transportation, medical, the other networks where the cyber meets the physical. That's what I do, and I've been doing it a long time. I've got data center experience with one of the big guys out there. I won't mention him specifically, but I was on the global team for the data centers on global design and construction, cyber compliance for all the different solutions they were dropping in, whether they were skids or they were a special acid dosing system or whatever it may have been for their industrial water or their cooling distribution units. That's the one thing that I always laugh when people talk about water usage in these places. Those are closed loop systems. They're using industrial water. They're not continually pulling water out of a stream and dewatering it to cool all the systems. I mean, it's just a fantastic folly that we have currently in this world. And it's really born of ignorance. And you get emotionally invested in something. And if you don't have the prerequisite understanding of what it takes to actually make electricity and deliver it to the consumer, and it's going to be there always because it has to be. Right. You know, if you don't really understand that, you'll buy anything that sounds good and feels good. I mean, after all, I can rub a balloon in my hair. That's free. And I can put that up to a fluorescent light. It'll light it up. But, you know, there's my behind the meter, you know.
Rich, hey, Tanner, can you grab this guy?
We'll grab his number.
I'd love to talk more. Is that, who's that? The beautiful Stefan Mihailu behind?
That's he's coming on next, I'm guessing.
That guy. Look at how good looking he is now. You don't get a chance to see him as much lately. He's always traveling.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to do it for us. We've got Stefan Mihailu up next. And, of course, if you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. 833-FIN-GUYS, thefinancialguys.com. We have events starting up in the fall. Go to thefinancialguys.com/events, and you can find all our events right there. So thanks again for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow right back here at 1 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.